I'm Dan Friedman with a bird's eye view of the River Thames from the top of Europe's tallest building, the Shard. I'm so high up, I can see the bend in the river.
I'm at what will be the pageant finale with thousands of people who all think they've got the best spot on the river. It may be damp and drizzly, but Union flags are flying, so spirits are high.
90,000 people have snapped up tickets to be here and celebrate six decades of all things British.
You can feel the atmosphere already with all of the public that are here. To cheer Her Majesty on. It's lovely to see something like this, a celebration, and there's so many people here to show that loyalty.
I'm at the street party of London today, without a doubt, and I'm just standing about 10 yards away from His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, who has, well, taken a seat at one of the 500-seated trestle tables that has been enjoying. It may have been Battenberg, James. I couldn't quite see what it was that he tried.
The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, who joins me on the line now. Boris, what does today hold for you?
Good morning, James. Well, I'm standing here in Putney on the banks and looking at a quite incredible scene. I can see the boat's forming up for what is going to be the biggest flotilla for 350 years.
I'm LBC 97.3's Lucy Coward aboard Dunkirk Little Ship Lady Gay, and we are off. The Thames Diamond Jubilee pageant is well underway.
Well, those bells that you can hear from the Belfry barge leading the pageant out from Albert Bridge. They are eight bells: Elizabeth, Philip, Charles, Anne, Andrew, Edward, William and Henry, named after senior royals.
I'm in Hammersmith, across the river from the St. Paul's School. And I've been invited on board James Bond's boat for a martini. And the boat's called Shaken, Not Stirred.
Now, I think I may have just seen the spirit of Chartwell join in with the pageant, because a few moments ago there was a pause in proceedings.
Well, seeing them all together, the whole array, is just going to be the most amazing thing. And also just these beautiful views here already.
The Queen's barge, that's going to be something to really see. Be proud to be British on this day. Everybody happy together.
We wanted to be part of it and get the atmosphere, and you can't do that in your front room.
The famed explorer Sir Walter Raleigh said there are two things scarce matched in the universe: the sun in heaven and the Thames on earth.
And now, just coming up, there will be photographs taken of this and that will be flashed probably around the world, seeing the royal barge Chartwell in front of the House of Commons. That will be a lasting piece of history.